杉谷よしきと言います。よしと呼んでください。今日、水戸の教会で洗礼を受け、証しできる機会が与えられたことに感謝します。
Good morning, everyone. For those who don't know me yet, my name is Yoshiki Sugitani, but you can just call me Yoshi. I'm really excited and thankful for this opportunity to share my testimony of faith and to receive baptism in the midst of my Mito church family today.
ノンクリスチャンの家庭に生まれ、30年生きてきた私が神様と出会ったのは今年に入ってからです。ここ、水戸の教会に通い出したのはつい3ヶ月前からです。今日は私がどのように神様に出会い、信仰を持つことができたのかお話ししたいと思います。
Born and raised in a non-Christian family and having lived almost 30 years without Jesus, it was a big deal to meet God within this year. I just began worshiping with this church family a little over 3 months ago.So I would like to share how I met God and have come to faith in Jesus within this year.
私は関西生まれで、4年前に就職して茨城に来ました。今は研究者として働いています。昨年の春、アメリカのシカゴにある大学で1年間研究留学する機会を得ました。この留学が私の人生を変えるのですが、出発前は初めての長期滞在に不安でビクビクしていました。
I was born in the Kansai region of Japan in Mie Prefecture and moved here to Ibaraki 4 years ago with my work as an assistant professor and a researcher. Last year in the spring, I was granted leave to go to a university in Chicago, Illinois, where I hope to do some cutting edge research. I knew that I would be changed by that experience in some way, even though I didn't know fully how.And even though I knew it was a great opportunity, I felt really anxious about living abroad for so long.
昨年6月、シカゴに降り立ち、新生活のスタートを切りました。はじめは不安でしたが、滞在先の研究室のメンバーは、みんなすごくいい人ばかりで、楽しく仕事を始められました。ただ、言語的な壁があり、なかなか深い仲にはなれませんでした。というのも、私は仕事に使うビジネス英会話はできたんですけども、日常会話は全然ダメだったからです。向こうに行ってすぐに子供用英会話教室に通い出したことでした。
I took a giant leap, arriving in Chicago in June. But my fears melted away as I met and interacted with fellow researchers in the same lab. They were all great people, making it a fun environment to work in. My greatest challenge, though,was the language barrier, which made it difficult to really go deeper in a relationship with them. I had enough vocabulary to interact about the research, but I was hopeless when it came to everyday conversation ability. So I almost immediately began attending an English conversation class for kids.
8月になり、研究室に新メンバーとして大学院生が来ました。そのうちの一人がクロエという女の子でした。クロエは出会った当初からとても親切で友好的でした。私よりも後から研究室に来たのに、あっという間にみんなと仲良くなっていきました。
In August of last year, several new graduate students joined our lab. One of those students was a girl named Chloe. From our very first meeting, I was struck by how kind and welcoming she was. Even though she joined the lab after me, she quickly formed good relationships with everyone.
英語が苦手だったために研究室で少し孤立していた私にもよく話しかけてくれました。彼女はわけ隔てなく誰とでも接していました。自分の研究室だけでなく、教授や他の研究室の人、掃除係の人に至るまでみんなと仲良くしていました。廊下でよく慣れないスペイン語でクロエが掃除係の人と話していたのを覚えています。そんな彼女のおかげで私は研究室の中に溶け込むことができ、研究生活を謳歌できるようになりました。
She was perceptive of my language inability and the loneliness that it caused, and she didn't let that become a barrier. She interacted with me a lot, and I noticed she did so with everyone. I didn't see any fear or any discrimination in how she approached or connected with others. Not only did she connect with our lab mates, but also with professors, people in other labs, and even the staff who cleaned the building. I even recall times where she tried to use any little bit of Spanish that she knew to try to connect with one of the cleaners. It was really through her kindness that I could blend in more and become connected. It made a big difference in how much I enjoyed both my study and my life in general.
アメリカでの滞在が半年以上過ぎた今年の1月末、大学の中庭でランチ中にふとクロエに聞きました。なんで君は誰に対してもそんなに友好的なんだいと。
At the end of January this year, after having spent more than half a year in the States already, while eating lunch in the university courtyard, I suddenly asked Chloe this. How are you so friendly with everyone?
すると彼女は、私はすごく怒りっぽくて嫌な性格だったんだよ。でも、クリスチャンになってから変わったんだ。と答えました。
She responded, I used to be a really angry, difficult person. But since I became a Christian, I have really been changed.
出会って半年ぐらい過ぎていましたが、この時初めてクロエがクリスチャンになることを知りました。と同時に、自分の30年弱の人生の中で、これが私にとって初めてのクリスチャンとの出会いでした。それまで宗教というものに日本人特有の悪いイメージしか持っていなかった私ですが、誰とでも友好的なクロエを見て、クリスチャンに興味を持ち始めました。なぜ彼女がそんなに変わったのか知りたくなったんです。
Though I had known Chloe for almost half a year, it was the first time that I knew that she was a disciple of Jesus.At the same time, it was also the first time in my life, in almost 30 years, that I actually met a Christian that I knew of. Until that point, I was like every other typical Japanese person who doesn't have a really good image of religion. But watching Chloe's demeanor and interaction with others really caught my attention and helped me to be more open. I began to wonder and wanted to know howand why her faith in Jesus changed her so much.
クリスチャンとの出会いが初めてであることを彼女に言うと、驚きつつも、聖書を読んでみたら、と iPhone のアプリを紹介してくれました。早速その日、1月の27日、初めて聖書を開きました。アプリの中ですが、そして何も前知識なしで、クロエが勧めてくれたマタイによる福音書を初めから読み始めました。
When I told her that she was the first Christian that I've ever met, she was so surprised. And she suggested that I try reading the Bible. So she showed me an iPhone app of the Bible, and immediately on that day, January 27th, I opened the Bible in the app for the first time ever. And at Chloe's recommendation, I started by reading the Gospel of Matthew.
そして、愕然としました。さっぱり意味がわかりませんでした。彼女が変わった理由が知りたくて聖書を開いたのに、そこには家系図らしき何かしかありませんでした。アブラハムって誰？ダビデ？イエス？意味が全くわかりませんでした。
I was stunned and confused. I didn't understand the meaning at all.I opened the Bible all excited to find out how she was so changed. But there was nothing except some weird family tree of people that I didn't know. Who's Abraham? David? Jesus? I didn't have any understanding of its meaning or its significance.
聖書を一人で読むことが難しいと悩んでいると、通っていた子供用英会話教室の幹事が大学のキャンパスで毎週バイブルスタディを開催していることを知りました。そこで今年2月の初めにそこに参加してみました。
When I was struggling to read the Bible by myself, I talked about it with the coordinator of the children's English conversation class that I was a part of. And he told me that he held a weekly Bible study on the university campus. So I began joining that at the beginning of February.
そのバイブルスタディはいろんな国籍、いろんな宗教観、または宗教を全く持たない人々が一堂に集まって一緒に聖書を読んで議論するとってもユニークな場所でした。勉強するというよりはむしろ読んでどう思うかを自由に思い思いに意見を言い合う場で、 とても楽しい学びでした。
That Bible study was a unique group. People of different nationalities and religions, and even those who professed no faith or religion of any kind at all. They gathered to read and to discuss about the Bible. More than an intense study, it was rather conversational. We read the text and shared our understanding or opinions freely, and it was a lot of fun.
宗教に対して厳格なイメージを持っていたんですが、このバイブルスタディを通して昔から持っていた硬いイメージを捨て去ることができました。しかも夕食が無料だったので、私は2月の間そこで楽しく聖書を学びました。
Through this Bible study, I was able to release my prejudice against religion and against faith and the bad image that I had held before that. Instead, I began to really enjoy the study. And an added bonus was that they also provided dinner for free.
そのバイブルスタディに飽き足らず、私は勘定していた牧師の方に聖書に関するプライベートレッスンをお願いしました。そのレッスンでイエス様について三位一体について聖書の大まかなあらすじなどを一月ほど学びました。
I actually began to hunger for deeper study, and so I asked the English conversation coordinator Ian, who also happened to be the pastor who did campus ministry outreach and the Bible study, if he would begin to do a private Bible study together. In about a month's time, in those lessons we studied about Jesus, about the Trinity, and a rough overview of the Bible.
学びの一区切りがついた今年3月の初め、牧師の方から神様を信じますかと聞かれましたが、その時私はいいえ、信じていませんと迷いなく答えました。聖書の一部しか読んでないし理解もしていないのに、その神を信じる、つまり心をより頼むことができないと考えていたからです。その当時聖書は頭で理解するものだと考えていて、そのことに必死だったんです。
At the beginning of March then, when we had completed this first set of studies, Pastor Ian asked me, Do you believe in God? And at the time, I answered without hesitation, No, I don't believe. At that point, I thought it was not possible to believe God, which I took meaning to entrust my life and my dependence upon that God. When I had only read and understood just a few sections of the Bible,At that time, I was still convinced that the Bible was something to understand and to master in my mind. And I was still desperate to make it mostly an intellectual pursuit and a search for greater knowledge.
3月の中頃からコロナの影響で在宅勤務に移行しました。そしてそのまま5月の初め、予定の1年の任期を終え、日本に帰国しました。当時、県境をまたぐことができなかったので、東京のホテルで隔離されていました。せっかく日本に帰ってきたのに、家族に会えないし、外出もできないしで、かなり寂しかったです。
In the middle of March, we had to begin working from home because of COVID-19, and that carried on until I had to return to Japan at the beginning of May, since my sabbatical year had finished. Upon arrival in Japan, I wasn't allowed to leave the prefecture at that time.So I had to quarantine for 2 weeks at a hotel in Tokyo. Even though I was home, it was so isolating and I felt very alone. I couldn't go out at all and I couldn't go see my family either.
そんな私の状況を知ると、向こうで出会ったクリスチャンの友人、牧師の方々が毎日、本当に毎日、Zoom を通してお話をしたり、一緒に聖書を読んだりしてくれました。パンデミックでみんな苦しい状態であるだろうに、本当に嬉しそうに毎日毎日私と会ってイエス様のことを語ってくれました。
Knowing my situation, the pastors and my Christian friends that I had made in the States would connect with me on Zoom every day to read and to study the Bible together. They literally did it every day. In the midst of the challenges of the pandemic, we were able to have great joyAs we connected each day in the Word of God.
5月の21日、Zoom での学びの後、いつもは牧師の方がやっていた祈りを私が初めてしました。初めて神様と会話しました。
After each of my studies with another pastor, Pastor Gill, a former missionary to Japan who speaks Japanese, he would usually close with a time of prayer. But after our study on May 21st, I prayed instead. It was the first time I had ever talked to God.
私はその時のことをあまり覚えてませんが、ヨシキはとっても喜んでいたよとその牧師の方が今でも言ってくれます。詩編51章12編のあなたの救いの喜びを私に戻し、使えることを喜ぶ霊で私を支えてくださいと書かれているように、聖霊様がヨシキに働いていることを確信したと彼は言っていました。
I don't remember the details of that specific momentexcept that when I finished praying, Gil said then, and has also said several times since, Yoshiki, you were obviously filled with joy. Just as Psalm 51 verse 12 says, restore to me the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Gil said that he was confident that the Holy Spirit was working to produce joy within me.
初めての祈りの後で、私はアメリカに行ってから今までのことを振り返りました。研究室で孤立していた時、クロエが私に話しかけてくれたこと、パンデミックでの孤立の中、友人、牧師の方々が愛し続けてくれたこと、振り返ることで彼らを通して神様が私にずっと手を伸ばしていることを感じました。この時、ああ、なんて素晴らしい主だと心で感じました。
After praying for the first time, I began to reflect on my time from going to the States until that present moment. When I was feeling the loneliest in the lab, it was Chloe who talked to me. When I was so isolated during the pandemic, it was my Christian friends and the pastors who continued to contact me and spend time with me daily. And I realized and felt deeply that in all of that, through all of them, it was really God.Who was reaching out his hand to me for me to grab onto. Then I was overwhelmed by God's amazing goodness. Except this time it was not only in my mind, but also in my heart.
クロエはイエス様のようにどんな人にも分け隔てなく接していました。それは神様からの愛を彼女は感じていて、その愛を周りの人にも示していたんだと気がつきました。それは第一ヨハネの手紙4章11編、愛する者たち、神がこれほどまでに私たちを愛してくださったのなら、私たちもまた互いに愛し合う時ですと書いてある通りでした。神様からの愛で彼女は内側から変わったんだ、変えられたんだと知りました。
Like her master Jesus, Chloe didn't avoid or separate herself from other people. I realized that she felt God's love for herAnd that she both shared and showed that love to the people around her. It was just like the passage of scripture from 1 John chapter 4 verse 11, which says, So my loved ones, if God loved us so sacrificially, surely we should love one another. I could see clearly that she had been changed from the inside out because of God's love.
祈りによって神様の深い愛に気づいた日、私は牧師の方にイエスの弟子になりたいですと喜びとともに告白しました。牧師の方がこれからは兄弟だねと言ってくれたことが本当に印象的でした。ただ私はまだとても未熟でした。というのも神様との縦の関係が芽生え始めましたが、横の関係、つまり教会というコミュニティを知らなかったんです。私はアメリカでの滞在を含め一度も教会に行ったことがありませんでした。
On the day that I realized God's incredible love for me, I joyfully confessed to my pastor friend Ian, I want to be a disciple of Jesus. And I'll never forget his response, which was that we're going to be brothers from now on.However, I was still very immature in my faith because though my vertically pointed relationship with God had sprouted like a seed, I still had not begun a horizontally pointed relationship with the community of Jesus followers, in other words, the church. Including my time in the U.S., I had not actually ever gathered to worship with the church before.
それを知った牧師の方がこの水戸の教会のヒロさんに連絡を取ってくれて、7月に水戸の教会の礼拝に初めて参加しました。皆さんとても友好的で、尋ね人である私に対して愛を持って温かく出迎えてくれました。礼拝を通して共に神様を賛美する喜びを知りました。また日本で出会ったことがなかったクリスチャンの人々がこんなに周りにいて同じ神様を信仰していることにとても元気づけられました。そして洗礼を受ける決意ができました。
Pastor Odate from the Oyumi Church in Chiba, to whom I was connected through my friends in the States, knew of this, and he helped me look for a good church family here in Ibaraki. He contacted Hiro, and through that contact, I ended up joining with the church here to worship God. Everyone here has been so friendly, and they warmly extended a great welcome with love for me. It was through this church family that I first experienced the joy of praising and glorifying God. And I was both so amazed and so encouraged to find for the very first time so many right here in Japan who share the same faith in God. And it was in the midst of this family that I decided to surrender myself completely to Jesus in baptism.
今日、洗礼を受け、皆さんと家族になれることを本当に嬉しく思います。常に神様からの愛を忘れず、隣人を愛して歩んでいきたいと思います。皆さんの上に神様の祝福がありますように。
I'm really filled with joy to receive baptism into Christ today and to become a part of this church family and God's kingdom. I want to be a disciple of Jesus who doesn't forget the love that I receive from God and tries to live it out by showing and sharing that love with others.And I pray God's richest blessings of grace be upon all of you.
おはようございます。
Good morning.、
まさか自分がこの場に立って皆さんに話すことになるのと思いませんでした。まずはこの機会を与えてくださったことに感謝します。
I can say very confidently that I never thought that I would be the one standing here getting ready to say and do.What I'm about to say and do. But I want to say thank you for the blessing of being able to share this testimony of faith in the midst of my Mito church family today.
とりあえず、自己紹介をしておきたいと思います。僕は内山大河と言います。大きな川と書いて、内山大河です。かつて大河の周りに人が集まって文明となったように、大河の周りにも人が集まってくれますようにって思いを込めて名付けられました。
Let me begin with a brief self-introduction. My name is Taiga Uchiyama, and the two kanji for my given name means big river. Tai, river, and ga. Oh, sorry, Tai is big, and ga is river. With the image of how people would settle around a river, which served as their lifeline to prosper as a civilization, I was given a name that likewise.Had the idea of people gathering around that big river. But because of the sound of my name, my dad likes to joke and say that I was named after tiger in Japanese, Taiga Woods.
僕は自分の名前がとても気に入ってます。その名の通り、僕の周りにはたくさんの人が関わってくれてるし、日々助けられて生きています。本当に感謝しかないです。
I really like my name because just as they had hoped when my parents named me, I do feel like many people have gathered around me and helped me in my life, and for that I am truly grateful.
そんな僕の近況も報告すると、教員採用試験に合格して、4月から晴れて小学校教員をしていました。そしてうつ病になって、9月いっぱいで退職しました。あまりにも短い教員生活でした。そして今バプテスマを受けようとしています。なんと目まぐるしい転換だろうと思いながら今ここに立っています。
The past few months have brought lots of change in my life. I passed my examinations for my teacher's license, and after graduating from university in March, I began working as an elementary school teacher in April. By the end of the first term, I went through some pretty serious depression this summer, and I stopped teaching at the end of September. My teaching career was only 6 months. Now I'm about to receive baptism, so I'm standing here amazed by the dizzying change that has been going on in my life.
変化は今に始まったわけではありません。これから僕とハルさんもちっちゃな戦争の話をしたいと思います。大学2年生までは、これまでとこれからの自分の生活を空虚なものに感じ、自分を取り囲むもの全てに対する虚しさと怒りに満ち溢れていました。なぜかは分かっていなかったのですが、怒りに満ち溢れていて、かつ腹っぽだった。
All of that change didn't just start now, so I'd like to share about the small battle between God and I over these last few years. Until the end of my sophomore year of university, I felt that my life was empty, and that I was full of anger at that emptiness and at everything else that surrounded me. I didn't know why I was, but I did realize that I was angry and that I was empty.
僕が初めて神様を感じたのは2018年3月のラバンサールの旅でした。シンガポール、カンボジアに加えてタイにも訪れたその旅ではたくさん賛美をしたり毎朝聖書を読んで話し合ったりしました。
But then I first met and felt God on the Love and Serve Cambodia mission trip in March 2018 at the end of my sophomore year. That year we went for 17 days and not only to Singapore and Cambodia but also to Chiang Mai, Thailand. We had a lot of praise and worship times, and we read the Bible and discussed it every morning.
カンボジアでは学校で英語を教えたり、出エジプト記のモーセの話を劇で披露したり、運動会を開催したりしました。チーム全員が能力を総動員して、すさまじいスケジュールを駆け抜け、その中でも、チームのメンバーやカンボジアの子供たちと、深く話して濃い関係を築くことができました。それらの時間は自分たちにとっては理解できないほど大きなパワーを持っていたのでした。素晴らしい不思議な体験でした。
In Cambodia, we taught English both at BCS and at the local schools, and as a part of that, we performed a play about Moses and Israel's exodus from Egypt. We also planned and ran a Japanese-style school sports festival.Our team was awesome, and they gave everything that we had. And even in the packed schedule, we still found ways to connect deeply with each other and with the Cambodian children that we went to serve. It was a powerful moment in our lives, wonderful and mysterious. And I admit that we truly didn't understand the deeper meaning of all that was happening in, to, and through us.
そして、タイで過ごした時間で、神様が枯渇した僕の心にタッチしてきました。タイで宣教師をしているライアンという背の高い優しい方のうちにホームステイしました。ライアンファミリーは温かく迎え入れてくれて、初めて会ったのにもかかわらずいっぱいもてなしてくれて、自宅はここでできるから自分でやってねって説明してくれたんですけど、いつの間にか洗濯が終わっていたり、あとマーケットに連れてってくれたり、子供たちは精一杯僕たちに話しかけてくれました。
When we went to Thailand, God reached out and touched my exhausted heart. My homestay was with a kind and very tall missionary named Ryan Binkley and his family. The Binkley family warmly welcomed me and Shinky, and even though it was our first time to meet, they showed us.Tremendous hospitality. Ryan said that we could do laundry at their house and showed us how to do it ourselves. But after returning from our day's activities, they had already done our laundry. They took us to the market and their kids tried their best to communicate with us and play games with us.
たまたま僕の誕生日もあって、その日におしゃれな朝ごはんを食べに連れて行ってくれたし、こっそり誕生日ケーキも作ってました。なんとか恩返ししたいって思い、 朝早くに起きてパンケーキを作ろうって作戦を立ててバレないように買い物に行って材料を買ってきたんですけども、次の日の朝起きてキッチンに向かうとライアンがすでにパンケーキを作っていてめっちゃびっくりしたっていうこともありました。
We happened to be traveling during my birthday, and when Ryan found that out, he took us and treated us to a fancy breakfast, and then they secretly made me a birthday cake. I wanted to return their kindness in some way, so we went shopping by ourselves to buy the ingredients and plan to get up really early in the next morning and make pancakes for them. But when we got up and headed to the kitchen, we were so surprised to find that Ryan was already there making the pancakes for us.
そんなこんなで帰る日になり、ライアンファミリーも空港へ見送りに来てくれました。別れの時はなぜかすごく寂しくなってめちゃくちゃに泣きました。ボロボロに泣きました。そして久々の涙でした。ライアンファミリーがただ単に泊まる場所を提供しただけだったらあんなに複雑な気持ちになることはなかったと思います。迎え入れてくれて時間を過ごした中に愛されているということを感じたからこそ涙が止まらなくなったんだと思います。神様からの愛をわけがわからないままキャッチできた瞬間でした。
Ryan's family all came to the airport to see us off on the last day. When we said goodbye, I was shocked by how sad I felt and I broke down. I mean, I really cried hard, and it had been a long time since I had cried that hard. If they had just provided a place to stay, I don't think I would have reacted that way, but I think I cried so much because I felt so loved and so welcomed into their lives, and I was able to receive love from God at that moment, even though I didn't really understand it, nor could I really explain it as such.
日本に帰ってきてから僕は大学でジョエルとヒロと、カンボジアに行ったメンバー数名とともに、聖書の勉強を始めました。なんかよくわからないけど絶対にいいであろうと思うものをもっと知りたいと思ったからです。
After returning to Japan, I began studying the Bible with Joel and Hiro.Together with some of my university friends who were part of the team in Cambodia. I didn't really know what specifically I was doing and why, but I wanted to know more, and somehow I felt like it would definitely be a good thing for me to do if I did that.
だから、いろんな人に話を聞いて、自分の幅を広げたいと思って、さまざまなことに挑戦し始めました。順調に学んでいたし、順調に知識と力をつけていたと思い込んでいました。しかし、僕は大きな間違いを犯していました。すべてが自分の手の中にあると思い込んでいたのです。俺の力で聖書を理解しようと考えていたし、俺がすごいから周りが認めてくれると思っていたし、俺が正しくて周りの大学生は俺には及ばない。と思ってました。だって神様が言って愛してくれてるんでしょって。
That led me to want to talk to various people and broaden my horizons. So I started trying to do many new things. I thought I was learning a lot, gaining a lot of knowledge and strength. But I made a huge mistake. I was convinced that everything was in my hands.The focus was on the great big I. I was understanding the Bible with my own strength. I thought I was so amazing that people would recognize that and respect me. I thought I was right, and that the university students around me were just not as good as me. I was sureThat I had this whole Bible thing down. God loves us, right?
そのさなか、俺がリーダーをするスクランブルというイベントサークルのようなものを数名の学生と共に始めました。ラバンサーブの時に感じたあの深さを、あの空間を己の力で再現したいと思っていたんだなと 今となってはわかります。惜しい。実に惜しい。
履き違えんだよ。お前じゃねえよ、すごいの。神様が素晴らしいんだよ。そう過去の自分に言ってやりたいです。
At the same time, a few students and I started a group, an event group called Scramble, and I was the leader. I realize now in hindsight that it was me who was trying to reproduce by my own power and effort the same kind of depth of life and change that we had experienced in the Love and Serve Cambodia mission. Now I wish I could say to myself at that time,Dude, you have got it all wrong. You have totally missed the point. It's not you that's awesome. It's God that's awesome.
ここでガチガチに武装した俺は完全無敵の神様に無謀な突撃を仕掛けていきました。結果は歴然。うまくいかないスクランブル。周囲の大人からの重圧。聖書の学びは知識のインプットしているだけで心での理解が全く進んでいかないこと。純粋無垢な心の土台を築き始めているものからイエス様を受け入れていること。数々の現実が俺を苛立たせ、もっともっと英語で周りの人たちを切りつけます。次第に漫画の敵の方に価値観を惹かれるように共感するようになります。どんどん悪い方向に向かっていく自分を止めることはできず、悪いことを美化しようとしていました。最悪。
Armed with a recklessly destructive ego, I was trying to fight against a completely invincible God. And the result is now clearly apparent. Scramble ended up being a mess. Disappointment and pressure from the more mature adults in my life. Studying the Bible had just become an input of knowledge without any real understanding or change of my heart, and a failure to accept the wisdom and love of those who were trying to lay the beginning of a foundation of pure heart built on faith and a relationship with Jesus. I became increasingly frustrated and angry, and ended up damaging other people more and more with my ego. I actually felt like I sympathized with and was more attracted to the values of the villains in the manga books. I lost control, unable to stop myself from getting worse and worse, and I was trying to cover up the bad by trying to make it look good. It was horrible.
僕を愛してくれていた人たちを深く傷つけてしまいました。どんなに謝っても許されることはありません。でもそんな僕に向かって、自分の方が傷つけられて辛いはずなのにもかかわらず、こんなに汚い僕を優しく包んでくれる愛をくれた人がいました。どれほど汚いか、どれほどひどいことをしたかを、愛を持って言葉にしてくれて、伝えてくれる人がいました。ただ愛を持って、僕を愛して待ってくれている人がいました。愛を持って僕の近くにいる、そう決断してくれた人がいました。こんなに愛されていると分かった頃には、もう傷つけてしまっていました。今まであんなに手放すことができなかった俺を捨てざるを得ませんでした。もう死にたかった。消えていなくなりたかった。
When I finally realized it, I had already deeply wounded the people who loved me deeply. No apology could ever really cover or erase it. However,There are a few people who faced my mess even through the hurt and the pain that it also caused them, and they gently wrapped me in love. Some of them loved me enough to tell me honestly what I needed to hear about when I needed to hear it. And they told me about how much I had screwed up, and some just prayed and continued to love me by waiting for me to wake up. Some decided to stay with me despite the mess, and by the time I realized how much I was loved, I also realized how much I had damaged myself and others. I finally realized that I had to throw away the big I. I had to let go of my old self. Honestly, at that point, I just wanted to die, to disappear from all of the shame and the hurt.
ポーロスの頃続けていたルカの福音書の学びで、ユダがイエスを裏切って大祭司たちに引き落として、人は三度自分の身を守るためにイエス様のことを全く知らないという、ユダとは違った形でイエスを裏切ってしまいました。
It was exactly at that same time in our study of Luke's Gospel that we have been doing over a 2-year period.And we came to the story of Judas betraying Jesus and handing him over to the high priests and teachers of the law. We also read that Peter, in a way that was different than Judas, had also, in a sense, betrayed Jesus to protect himself by saying 3 times, I don't know this Jesus at all.
結果、ユダは自分がしてしまったことのもどかさに気づき、悔い、絶望して、死を選んでしまいました。一方、ペテロは、イエス様を裏切ってしまったことに気づき、激しく泣き、悔い改めて、大いにイエス様のことを語りようとしました。僕にはこの学びを通して、神様が、生きて背負いなさい、と言っているように聞こえました。
In the end, Judas realized the foolishness of what he'd done, and his regret and his despair drove him to commit suicide. Peter, though, realizing that he had betrayed Jesus, wept bitterly, repented, and ended up testifying to others about the grace, mercy, and forgiveness of Jesus. It was through this lesson I felt I heard the voice of God saying to me, like Peter,Get up again and live.
この状態で大学を卒業した僕は、心の軸が空っぽのまんま就職することになります。教員採用試験で受けた頃の自分ではない僕が教員になってしまいました。
In that situation, with no anchor for my life and a beat up heart,I graduated from university and began my teaching job, even though I didn't think that I was really suited to be a teacher and wasn't even convinced that that's what I wanted to do.
何を軸に教鞭を取ればいいのだろう。今までのように内山先生として言葉を発しても全然言葉が響きません。自分に何を言っても人の口が言ってない。子供に触れることさえためらうことでした。幸中の幸いで、コロナの状況下で時間的なゆとりができました。そのうちに授業準備などを行うことができたので、学校が再開して数ヶ月はなんとなく過ごすことができました。僕の心を削りながら毎日必死に生きました。
I still didn't know what my anchor was and what I could use as the anchor as Iapproached teaching these children. What could I offer them? Even with the title of teacher, my words seemed empty, lifeless, and just really meaningless repetition. They especially felt like that to me, worst of all. The problem was less about what was said and more about the mouth that was speaking those words. I even felt hesitation to really interactwith the children, and I saw the unfortunate event of the pandemic as a fortunate and convenient shield for me personally. That bought me time to prepare lessons and to avoid the reality that was waiting a few months later when school resumed back to normal. Every day, I just struggled struggled to survive.
休みの直前、僕の心は何のサインもなく、はずました。学校に行けなくなり、心療内科で抑うつ状態と診断されました。なんとか仕事をしようともがきましたが、数々の波が押し寄せ、溺れてしまいました。もうどうすることもできませんでした。
Then, just before summer break, without any warning, it seemed like my life, my heart just exploded. I found it impossible to go to school, and after going to a mental health clinic, was diagnosed with depression. I had been just trying to keep my head above the water and to get my work done. But with each crashing wave, I got weaker and felt like I was beginning to drown. I realized I couldn't do anything anymore.
その時、神様が自分の一撃を受けてくれました。その時傷つけた人とゆっくり話して、辛かった教員生活の緊張をほどいてくれたのです。そしてその人がくれた言葉が心に刺さりました。僕は溢れる涙に心地よさを感じました。
At that moment, God sent me a final blow. I talked with a person that I had heard the most months earlier, and the tension that had been building within me about being a teacher finally began to unravel and find release.And the words of scripture that that person shared with me both pierced and melted my heart to the point of tears.
参りました。僕のちっぽけな神様との戦争は終戦を迎えました。これ以上ないほどの負けでした。やっと負けられました。嬉しいです。
And now I finallyarrived at this point today. My little battle with God has finally come to an end. There's nothing more that I could possibly lose than what I already have, and I admit and accept my defeat, and I couldn't be happier about it.
何にすがすがしい気持ちは神様の忍耐による愛の恵みのものです。素晴らしい。こうしてあんなに固くなかった僕は神様によって心の変更をしていただきました。
This refreshingly freeing and joyful feeling is totally due to the blessing of God's patient love for me. It's awesome. God has finally taken hold of and is changing the course of what was my stubborn life, and he's totallyChanging it forever, beginning today.
ローマ人への手紙3章20節から27節。なぜならば、律法を行うことによっては、誰一人神の前に認められないからです。律法によっては、かえって罪の意識が生じるのです。しかし、今は律法とは別に、しかも律法と預言者によって明かしされ神の義が示されました。すなわちイエス・キリストを信じる信仰による神の義であって、それは全ての信じる人に与えられ何の差別もありません。全ての人は罪を犯したので神からの栄誉を受け取ることができず、ただ神の恵みによりキリストイエスに身が儚いゆえに値なしに義と認められるのです。神はキリストイエスをその地によるまた信仰によるなだめの備え物として公にお示しになりました。それはご自身の義を表すためです。というのは今までに犯されてきてきた、罪を神の忍耐をもって見逃してこられたからです。それは今の時にご自身の義を表すためであり、こうして 神ご自身が義であり、またイエスを信じる者を義とお認めになるためです。では私たちの誇りはどこにあるのでしょうか。それはすでに取り除かれました。どういう原理によってでしょうか。行いの原理によってでしょうか。そうではなく、信仰の原理によってです。
Romans chapter 3 verses 20 through 27. Therefore, doing what the law prescribes will not make anyone right in the eyes of God. That's not its purpose. But the law is capable of exposing the true nature of sin. But now, for the good news. God's restorative justice has entered the world, independent of the law. Both the law and the prophets told us this day would come. This redeeming justice comes through the faithfulness of Jesus, the Anointed One, the Savior King, who makes salvation a reality for all who believe, without the slightest partiality. You see, all have sinned, and all their futile attempts to reach God and His glory fail. Yet, they are now saved and set right by His free gift of grace through the redemption available only in Jesus the Anointed. When God set Him up to be the sacrifice, the seed of mercy where sins are atoned through faith, His blood became the demonstration of God's own restorative justice. All of this confirms His faithfulness to the promise. For over the course of human history, God patiently held back as He dealt with the sins being committed. This expression of God's restorative justice displays in the present that He is just and righteous, and that He makes right those who trust and commit themselves to Jesus. So is there any place left for boasting? No. It's been shut out completely. And how? By what sort of law? The law of works, perhaps? No. By the law of faith.
ローマの箇所が僕の証です。神様の愛に触れ、その存在を感じながらも抗い、数々の失敗を通して自分の力だけでは何もできないということに気づかされ、そして信じ、頼っていいんだという安心感を抱かせてくれたこのプロセスが、僕にとってかけがえのない恵みです。そしてペテロのように自分の過ちを悔い改めて、イエス様のことを心から愛し、その愛を大いに述べ伝えることができるように御霊に聞き従って言っていきたいと思います。
This passage from Romans is my own story and my testimony. It so adequately describes my own experience of being touched by God's love and feeling His presence, even though I resisted Him and realized that through making many huge mistakes, I couldn't do anything by myself, even though I willfully tried to. But the immeasurable, priceless, irreplaceable grace and blessing of God for me is that I went through this process so that I would unmistakably know and experience that I could truly believe in and depend on this God. And like Peter did in Scripture, I want to listen and respond to the Holy Spirit, repent of my sin, love Jesus wholeheartedly, and live a life that expresses and demonstrates that love to the fullest.
イエス様が人々を愛しているように、僕を愛してくれる全ての人たちを愛することができるように、周りに集まる人たちが絵画から愛を救うことができるように、神様からの愛がいっぱい流れる絵画となります。
Finally, my prayer for all of you who have loved me so well is that I can learn to love you in the way that Jesus loves. I pray that all people can come to the big river named Taiga and draw deeply, filling their buckets full with love. And now I'm placing myself into the hands of God to be transformed into a great river, Taiga, flowing with the love of God. Here I go into the water.